Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. Today on the show, I have a very special guest, Dana Holmes, and she is all the way from the States, and she helps entrepreneurs avoid burnout and look after their health, etc. And seeing as we are all business women that are just busy, I thought let's get her on, let her give us some tips to avoid burnout. And seeing as it's the beginning of the year, we can start implementing these ASAP. So without further ado, here she is. Just a really quick one before the episode starts. On the 5th of March at 8 p.m. UK time, I am starting my free 3-day challenge. So this is for anyone within the beauty space, that's hair, beauty, aesthetics, salon owner, rent a room, work from home, no matter what background you are, this challenge is for you to be able to make more money within your business, and it's completely free. See in the show notes below the link, just fill out your email and you will get your confirmation there to show you where to go for the challenge. See you all then.
Hi, I'm Demi.
And I'm Rachel.
We are two friends who joined forces in 2020 to create Lash & Brow Lab, a specialist lash and brow salon in Battersea.
Lash & Brow Lab is the home of our combined 10 plus years of expertise, where our sole aim is to offer you bespoke, top tier treatments that make you feel truly special.
Follow us on Instagram at Lash & Brow Lab Clapham.
Or check out our website, www.lashbrowlab.co.uk.
Hey Dana, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy to be here.
I know. Thanks for waking up bright and early for me, because whereabouts are you based?
My family and I, we live in the southern part of the United States in sunny Southwest Florida.
So right now, is it sunny?
Right now, it's the sun is just coming out.
Oh, but it's freezing here in the UK. Absolutely freezing.
I know. I was going to come in a tank top or a bikini just to make you a little just kidding. But no, it's still quite warm here. It's the beautiful time of year for us.
Oh, I love that. My body is craving for sun. But, you know, us Brits, we could talk about the weather all day long. So we won't do that. But give us an intro of who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I basically live here with my beautiful daughter, my husband, and my mission in life, okay, is working with busy entrepreneurs that are dealing with that wired and tired feeling that they struggle with. You know, that used to be me. I either felt like I had a huge truck planted on my chest, or I was just completely exhausted that I could barely keep my eyes open, right? So I help individuals overcome that. And I'm excited because I just want to give a little spoiler for those who may not listen to the entire episode. You're going to want to stay tuned because I have an awesome free resource for all your guests that I'm going to share and talk a little bit more about later. Because so many of us, Katie, we have this expression in the States, we're burning the candle at both ends, right?
Definitely. And I can literally, like, that feels like you're talking to me. Like, I constantly feel knackered. So I'm going to use this session as a therapy session.
Okay, good. I'll do my best.
So tell me your backstory, because is there something that's happened in your life to turn you into the person you are today and to want to teach this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as life would have it, I found myself as a young single mother working full time. I was going to college at night, all while working my way up that corporate ladder. And I was quite successful, not to toot my own horn, but beep, beep, right? So by 32 years old, I was an executive in the automotive industry here in the States. And throughout that time period, I ended up marrying a wonderful man, the love of my life. He had two children from his first marriage. I had one. And then we had a daughter together. And looking from everything on the outside, it seems like we had it all, right? The gorgeous kids, the fancy cars, the beautiful home. But as you can probably understand, looks can be very deceiving, right? So sadly, the reality was that my life was kind of in shambles. My marriage was falling apart. I barely had a relationship with my kids because my job was my life. And so not a surprise then that everything else was suffering. But on top of, you know, relationships being challenging, I experienced another blow. I had not been a stranger to panic attacks and anxiety. It was something quite literally I've dealt with since my early 20s. But suddenly I found myself having raging anxiety, like even difficulty driving a car. I had heart palpitations. My hair was falling out. I was weak, losing weight, right? So I go to the doctor and he's like, "Hey, Dina, you're just that type A personality. You've struggled with anxiety in the past. We need to get you back on some medication," right? So I go back on some medications for my anxiety. Well, I just continue to get worse and worse. So I go back to the doctor. He's like, "No problem. You're just not on enough, a strong enough med." So he doubles the dose of this particular medication. And again, my symptoms are just out of control. Quite literally, Katie, like I felt like I was losing my mind, sadly. So I suffered for almost a year. And long story short is eventually, finally, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. And even though the illness was not life-threatening, right? But to me, it was life-changing. And then what happened next is how I got to become an entrepreneur that I am today.
Wow. So what does that mean exactly? Do you call it an illness?
Yeah. So I actually have a few different autoimmune diseases. And basically, it's where your immune system just completely breaks down. Okay. Mm. You've blown out your adrenal glands. You've blown out, in this case, my thyroid. But my immune system became so dysfunctional. My own immune system started attacking various organs in my body. So nothing too fun.
No, definitely not. So obviously you're in this corporate world. You then obviously get poorly, you get a diagnosis for that. Then what happens? Do you stay in corporate or is this when you start your own business?
Yeah. So I did a lot of self-reflection at that time. I was looking at my life. I'm like, okay, so family life's pretty broken. Now physically I'm broken, and that affected my mental health, even my spirituality, right? I didn't like who I had turned into. I was raised with, you know, good morals, a nice family, but I had turned into quite a ruthless, kind of cutthroat, aggressive person. So I started looking at every aspect of my life. And eventually my husband and I were like, "Look, we want this relationship to work. We want this family to succeed. And we know your health is quite important." So together we made the decision for me actually to resign from that position. And at the same time, I'm like, okay, I've got to look for ways then. How can I make money? And at the same time, how can I get physically healthier, right? Mm-hmm. The typical medical system, I did not like their long-term options for what I was going through. It was invasive. It was risky. It had like major side effects, right? So I thought to myself, you know, I'm no doctor, but there's got to be a better way. How can I get myself into what people with my condition call remission, right? How could I get into remission without these aggressive options? So I literally became a student of natural health, of preventative health, how to get to the core of what was causing this condition in the first place. It's a lot of things that, you know, pharmaceuticals aren't looking at. They're not looking to get to the root cause. So even though I was grateful for those meds because I needed them, I also knew there was more to the story, right? So I became partners with a lot of functional health practitioners. I read dozens of books. I worked with nutritionists. I took tons of courses on functional health, trying again to understand the underlying cause of that illness and how I can really achieve optimal health. So that turned into a massive passion of mine, my brand, my business. I had tried different supplements, but I wasn't having incredible results with those until one day I really had a remarkable health transformation with a particular set of supplements. So I decided to partner with this company, kind of like you do. You work with brands who you trust, right? Mm-hmm. And you know are effective, you know they work. And so I wanted to then teach women a better way so that they don't make the same mistake as I did. How can I help, and not just women, men too, how can I shift busy working entrepreneurs from exhausted and struggling to thriving and crushing it? So I literally have taken my 14 years of experience and I educate people on a different way. And I have to tell you, it's quite literally the most satisfying secular work I've ever had in my life.
I bet it is. How have you found it from going from corporate to them being an entrepreneur working for yourself? Is there a massive difference? Because there seems to be quite a lot of people in the corporate world that then stop and do go on to owning their own business.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I have to be honest, my friend, I was pretty arrogant at first, right? I'm like, I have this college degree, I'm an executive. So before getting out of that field, my husband and I sat down, figured out how much I would need to make so we could continue with the lifestyle that we knew. And I thought to myself, well, this is going to be easy. I got this. I got all this experience, right? But you see, it was a totally different business model than I was used to. And it was not easy. And I didn't make the money as quickly as I thought I would. So our family had to make a lot of sacrifices. We had to make a lot of changes from selling our home to really downsizing, no more nice fancy cars to I'm the mom in the minivan, you know. But I got to tell you that I didn't give up, because at that point, even though we were struggling financially because it was taking me longer to get going, I had a taste of that time freedom to do what I love with those I love. And because of that, then it was all worth it. I was so determined to make it work, right? And even though my success didn't happen overnight, eventually my brand, we talk about a lot, I hear it a lot on your podcast, that brand I had envisioned finally started to become a reality. Because, you know, it takes time to figure out who's your target audience, right? What are the products that I can stand behind? And how do I teach others to join this wellness movement over, you know, that I am so passionate about? So I would say determination plus training plus personal development, it's where I am today.
Wow, I love that. I love that. So you help women daily avoid burnout, which I hear you talk a lot on Instagram. How does someone know that they're close to burnout? Because what I find is, especially us women, we're working, we are building businesses, we're looking after our children, we're looking after our husbands, and we're just exhausted and tired, and we just kind of pull it to the back and look after everyone else. Mm-hmm. So how do we avoid that burnout before it's too late?
Awesome question. So in my experience now working with quite literally tons of women, right, typically shows up as hair issues, hair loss, anxiety, extreme fatigue, but not all women show the obvious signs. There are indicators that are going to show up in an annual checkup when you go to your medical professional, right? And these indicators are going to be there from the blood that they draw, okay, to look at these markers. You know, had I asked at that initial appointment to ask the physician, please draw my blood, please check out some other things that could be going on, I literally could have saved myself a year of suffering. So there are markers to check that are going to show trends that your body's going through that are going to flash that yellow warning sign, like, hey girl, you better check this out. In fact, it's one of the things in the free resource that I give out, helping women to understand, be your own patient advocate. You have a voice, right? We think we're at the mercy and we can just sit there at these appointments and do nothing. Like, tell me everything. No, you can ask for things yourself. Like, hey, I want this checked and I want that checked. But as busy entrepreneurs, we don't always know what to have checked, right?
Definitely. And what tips are there to avoid being burnout? So, you know, personally, how does someone avoid that? Or if they're already burnt out, how are they going to get out of that hole?
So this three-step guide that I have, it helps individuals to avoid burnout and actually overcome it as well. So step one is to get your blood work checked annually. You know, and what this guide does is it teaches you that there is an optimal range that you want these markers to be in, okay? And there are ways that you can achieve optimal levels where then you're really going to thrive, right? Think about how many women are looking at a brownie and they gain weight. That's not normal, okay? Something's off with your metabolism. For example, so many individuals are going to their medical professional because they're dealing with anxiety, they're dealing with depression. They need to make sure that their vitamin D levels are checked, right? And are they optimal levels? Have them check your thyroid levels. How's your thyroid functioning? But as busy entrepreneurs, you don't got time to learn this stuff, okay? So it's all there for them in the guide. I also talk step two of the guide about having a killer morning routine where you can work on your mindset, your movement, and your personal development. Literally, Katie, that's one of the things that can change someone's life, and it costs them nothing but changing up their schedule a bit. And then the last step of the guide talks about critical supplementation. We get so much marketing out there about try this juice, try this pill, try this, right, infusion. But what are the ones that are really going to up-level your health on so many different levels and basically help to support and combat the physical and mental stress that we're dealing with? Because there are times, like yourself, you've got two little ones at home, and there's going to be nights you just don't sleep good. I think I saw one of your stories last night, someone at home sick. So you guys are all camping out on the couch downstairs. I'm not sure how good you slept last night. So what can we do to combat the physical and mental stress that we're dealing with? And even anti-aging. You know, I always tell individuals, getting older is not the problem, but feeling and looking old, that's the issue. Okay. So when you follow these steps in the guide, not only is it going to help avoid burnout, but it's going to help to overcome it. And of course, you know, if you already know you're in that stage of burnout, you keep doing these things in conjunction with working with your healthcare professional, because everything in this guide is going to complement what they're recommending as well.
Let's touch on morning routine, because I'm massive when it comes to morning routine. I love it. Currently, right now, obviously, I've just had my baby. I'm going back into it. But then I'm exhausted, and I really notice the difference of how my day looks when I have got up that bit earlier for me, work out, do some mindset work, get ready before the kids are up, and I feel like a completely different person all day compared to the days where I'm like, I'm tired, let's just hit that snooze button all of the time and don't have any morning routine other than rush, getting everyone ready, and then straight into work. What does your morning routine look like? What is important to you to happen in the morning?
It sounds actually quite similar to yours, and I agree with everything you said 1000%. It is a game changer to how the rest of my day is going to look. So for my morning routine, and everyone defines spirituality differently. So me, mine starts off with prayer, and I do some Bible reading. I do some meditation. I'm huge on gratitude journaling. So I give the steps for gratitude journaling. Like, I try to think of 5 things that have happened within the last 24 hours that I am so grateful for that happened in my life. And I try to have one of those be something that maybe wasn't a bit pleasant for me, right? Maybe it was my partner or my daughter saying, hey, mom, you know, this just happened and hurt my feelings, but they talked to me, right? Mm-hmm. She opened up and said that to me. And I thought, well, is there some component of truth to that, right? Whatever it is that I need to be working on, that's very powerful to shift how you think about things. And then I literally write out 5 goals that I have, but I write them in present tense as if they have already happened. Because when we train the mind and we get that visualization going, right, our body helps to make it happen. It moves you into action and it helps change hope into belief. So I write them all present tense, things that are 5, you know, maybe even 10-year goals of mine. And then typically I write my intention of the day and the 3 top things I'm going to do to achieve that intention. And it's very, very powerful. And then I take my supplements and then I go out for my walk jog with my dog, come back and do some Pilates, and then I get going for the day. So yes, it meant changing my routine up a bit so I could have this quiet in the house when everyone else is still sleeping, but it has changed my health. It has changed my business. As big as some of the other things I talk about in that guide, the morning routine is critical.
I think a lot of people struggle with this because of getting up early. And then they're like, well, then I can't sleep at nighttime. So then how can I then get up more early? Like, do you find that, like, do you still have 8 hours sleep?
I don't. I typically go on about 7 hours, to be honest with you, maybe even sometimes a little bit less. So I do listen to my body when there are those days. I don't like them when they happen. I'm going to be honest with you. But if my body is absolutely needing more rest, I listen to it. And I have to say, okay, Dina, don't have perfectionist mindset. If you really absolutely need that extra sleep today, it's okay if you don't get your ideal morning routine. Maybe I take every single thing then that would normally take me, say, 45 minutes, and I'm going to do just a tiny bit of each and do it in 10 minutes because I still feel like I achieved something, but I also gave my body the rest that it needed. But you touch on a really important point. So, you know, one of the things that I teach too is when possible, and I don't do it every day, but when possible, trying to have a night routine and a morning routine is what's really going to help train your body how you can fall asleep when you need to. And little tips I give too, things like wearing a sleep mask, having complete darkness, it tells your body then, okay, it's time to pump out that melatonin and have a better night's sleep. So just little things there are that you can do that you can have more restful sleep. So I'm about typically 7 hours a night.
Yeah. At the moment I'm 5 hours a night. I'm like, oh, walking zombie. But I just love the whole chat on morning routine because I strongly feel that it just changes your whole mindset. I feel that it changes your day. I feel it changes what you can achieve in a day. And I think some people think like there is this whole chat of, oh, if you'll be more successful if you wake up earlier and start the grind earlier. And I listened to a podcast, it was this week, I can't remember who it was, but it was someone. And they were grinding and grinding and grinding in the early days of starting their business. And he woke up at 5 a.m., that whole 5 a.m. club that people talk about. Yeah. He was like, I have 4 hours more on my day than anyone else. And then added up how many hours that was to the week and then taught that was to the month. And how, like, there is a lot you can implement there, whether that's starting work earlier or just having some mindset work, working on yourself. It makes such a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And, you know, I think back to when I was in a difficult time in my life and I was binging on TV shows at night. It was always having that extra splash of wine that I really probably didn't need and getting to bed pretty late and then struggling to get up in the morning and all these different lifestyle changes that we can eventually make, right? Mm-hmm. Again, not that we're going to do it to perfectionism. No, because that's other type of stress in your life that's not good for your body either. But make those times where you stay up or you do have the extra splash of wine, the special occasions, not the daily, you know?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Are you quite big then when it comes to eating healthy as well?
Yeah, because of my broken immune system, I have to be quite frank. And it's something that I just do some education on as well, especially if women are having some, you know, massive signs of burnout. We do talk about nutrition big time because we fuel our body with food. Mm. However, with that being said, the state of the world that we live in, I think it's worse here in the States, but I don't think there's anywhere in the world that has no toxins, perfect soil, right? So a lot of the food that we're eating is nutritionally bankrupt. And as busy entrepreneurs, let's face it, there are times. Yesterday, I was meeting with some healthcare professionals and I was with my daughter and we're like, all right, it was a fast food kind of lunch. And that's okay. It's not my everyday, but that's why I do talk supplementation as well, to just kind of fill in those deficiencies that we're not getting in our diet. So between supplementation and for the most part eating healthy, it really absolutely helps my physical and mental state.
I take a lot of supplements and there's so many people out there that don't take any, but I take loads. I look like a right druggie when you open up.
Yeah.
When you open my cupboards, oh, you think there's something wrong.
Same, I know. I even got this big fancy like pill case. My husband looks at me with like, really? I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I've but got I feel the whole great. Pill case. It tells me AM, PM, the yes. snack times. And I literally, yeah, I look like a 6-year-old, but I'm not. And I feel so much better when I take them. And when That's I right. don't, and you go off track, you really do notice a difference.
Totally agree. Like I said, we've just... we have a lot of deficiencies because of the food that we're eating is not like it was 50 years ago, but also, you know, the last part of the guide teaches about a critical substance in our cells that's drained by age. It's drained by stress. And quite frankly, who doesn't have stress these days? I don't care who you are. If you have a new baby or you're like me living in Fort Myers, Florida, and we just had the worst hurricane this area has ever experienced. And it's been difficult. It's been a tough year for a lot of reasons for our family. But you know what? Thanks to all these things I'm talking about, we continue on. We still can feel good. We still can have a good outlook, right? So it's all those components together because no one has the perfect life. It's just the way it is, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure lots of women listening and potentially guys, but most women on this podcast are feeling exhausted and burnt out currently right now. And they're thinking, Dana, you're talking to me. Can they go from being exhausted and burnt out to crushing it again?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I say that with such confidence because I did. You know, our bodies are quite resilient. They're amazing. And I literally pushed and pushed and pushed myself to where I broke my own immune system. So it doesn't mean it has to be that way for others, but yes, pay attention to your diet, how you're eating, how much you're moving your body. Are you living a sedentary lifestyle? Lots of issues with that, right? You need to be taking extra supplementation. That's just a fact in order to deal with the things that we're all going through. But I've literally been thriving and crushing it for years. As busy entrepreneurs, right? Are we ever going to have a setback? Yeah, sure, that's possible. I just said I had a really tough year and my body showed signs of it, okay? So again, it's getting back into all these things that we're talking about, saying, okay, I need to pay attention here and practice what I preach, right? And then you can feel great again. So just being aware when you're getting, you know, outside, I call it the rumble strip on the roads here in the States, right? You're driving down the road. And if you veer off to the right, you're going to hit that rumble strip and your car is going to make noise. You're going to hear it underneath the tires. That's a little bit of a warning sign, like, oh, time to get back in the center of the lane. So your body is going to start telling you when you're on the rumble strip and you need to get back into the middle, start paying attention to what you're eating, how much rest you're getting, things like that. Because, you know, Katie, it's like so many people are paying a high price for a high income, right? And they're sacrificing their health for success. But what good is fortune without health? Mm. From my experience, it doesn't mean much when everything else in your life is suffering.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because we don't really put ourselves first. But then when you do start looking and putting yourself first, because you can have the most successful business, you can have the beautiful family, but if you're not here to be healthy, you can't look after your teams, you can't look after your family, your business will go to pot. Like, you have to put your health before everything, because you are number one, even if you don't think it.
That's right. I think I was just flying back from California Sunday. What does the flight attendant say? Hey, in case of emergency, you put your oxygen mask on first, then you go help everybody else, right? Mm. So it's the same with showing up in our business and our family. If we aren't trying to achieve peak performance, it's going to show up in every aspect of our life.
Yeah, it really is. So to lastly go over, what can you tell our listeners, some maybe tips for mindset or overall health while they're running a business?
Sure. So I start off with asking some really meditative questions about your own lifestyle. So ask yourself, am I sacrificing my health for the benefit of my business? And if the answer is yes, because the answer literally has been yes for all of us, okay? If the answer is yes, how could that impede my ability to make money in the future? I mean, literally, that's a $1 million tip. Because if I ignore my health completely, it will negatively impact my wealth. That's the point, okay? And as entrepreneurs, we want to exceed and excel in every aspect of our life. That's part of what drives us, right? Success, and not just business success, but personal success too. So in doing so, we really need to learn how to say no. We need to think about, when it comes to our business life, what are the most important, right, income producing activities? Focus on those. And I tell people, work to delegate the rest. Understand the hot points where you need to be most involved in your business, but make a list and find out what you're doing that you can delegate or get rid of altogether. And part of that is having a schedule, right? It's getting good rest. It's like I talked about, not binging on your favorite TV show and a bottle of wine at night, okay? And again, our diet, sugar is not our friend. Are you going to indulge in it occasionally? Yeah, absolutely. Especially we think about, you know, certain times of the year where you're going to do that more so than others, perhaps. You know, I just came back not too long ago from an awesome vacation. It was all inclusive. I had some sugar and I had some alcohol, of course, but it's not my daily, right? I don't make the habit of doing that every single day, because it's going to bite you in the back. And again, moving your body, trying to have some type of workout schedule, is going to really get those neurotransmitters going in your brain. It's going to help your body to really thrive. And again, our food is so critical, but a lot of it isn't giving us the nutritional content that it had years ago. I know we can't always eat right, but when you can, do it, right? If you have a choice between a side of fries or a side of broccoli or a salad, go for some greens. Keep the fries for every once in a while. So again, those keys to really help individuals, entrepreneurs thrive is in the guide. And it also helps make a recommendation for the different types of supplements, especially for those like you and I, supplement geeks, where we're like, hey, I want one of each, please. So what are the core ones that really make the biggest difference? And I try to lay that out for people, because not everyone is going to be like you and I and have their little box and organize it and set it out at night, right? They're like, just give me the simplest thing possible. So I explain that to individuals as well, because we just have to offset the deficiencies that we're going through. Mm,
definitely. What does success mean to you?
Success to me means having the time and energy to do what I love with those I love. So yes, having a thriving business, that feels great, but it's not my absolute passion in life. You know, I missed out on so much of some of the older kids' lives because in that corporate hustle, the job was everything. And I don't want to make that mistake again. I've got many regrets from my past. I don't choose to live in the past, but I just use it as a lesson to say, what is the most important thing to me? And how am I then putting work around that? And when you really fine tune what success means to you, and you focus then on ways that you're making the most impact in your business and delegating these other more menial tasks, you even do better at work too, because you're having time to do the things that you love. So that to me is success.
Yeah, I'm very, very similar. For me, it is, yeah, okay, I want the great business and all of that stuff. But for me, it's time. Like, I just want time over anything else. If that means I have to make slightly less money, then so be it.
So like,
if I can have time with my family and my friends and be as less stressed as possible, that's definitely success for me. For sure.
Yeah, me too.
So we've talked about your guide quite a few times. How do the listeners get hold of this?
They can grab it for free on my website, denaholmes.com. That's denaholmes.com. And they can connect with me if they're not into reading, or it sounds like, you know, they've already got those things covered. Just follow me on Instagram, dina.holmz, H-O-L-M-Z. And I just give a lot of healthy living tips in my reels and my stories, just to pay it forward, just so people can learn from the mistakes that I made.
Definitely. We obviously connected over the last few weeks, and I love watching your stories. So everyone definitely go and give Dana a follow and suck up all that knowledge. So thank you very much for giving us the time today. That was really, really powerful. I think a lot of the time it's just all about what can we do to build businesses and work, work, work. But actually this episode was just about the person listening to it and what they can do to better their lives. So thank you very, very much for all of that.
Thank you for having me today. I'm a huge fan of your show, so it's been a privilege for me too. I really admire you, Katie.
Thank you.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.